although some of Kant's more radical conclusions are very questionable. His description of what happens in a scientific revolution helped me to put the controversy over continental drift in a historical perspective. It can also help us understand the controversy over Darwinism and intelligent design, and show us how it is likely to turn out. The structure of scientific revolutions. According to Kant, the activities of scientists fall into two different categories. First, they spend almost all their time doing what he called normal science. This is research firmly based upon one or more past scientific achievements that some particular scientific community acknowledges for a time as supplying the foundation for its further practice. Kuhn called such achievements paradigms. Normal science articulates an existing paradigm, determines facts, and fits them to the paradigm. It is not engaged in seeking new ways to understand the world, but in solving puzzles. No part of the aim of normal science is to call forth new sorts of phenomena, Kuhn wrote. Nor do scientists normally aim to invent new theories, and they are often intolerant of those invented by others. Nevertheless, new theories do appear and paradigms do change. These scientific revolutions, Kuhn wrote, are inaugurated by a growing sense often restricted to a narrow subdivision of the scientific community that an existing paradigm has ceased to function adequately in exploring nature. Even then, revolution occurs only after the sense of crisis has evoked an alternative candidate for paradigm. How do scientists test competing paradigms? At one point, Kuhn wrote, "The decision to reject one paradigm is always simultaneously the decision to accept another, and the judgment leading to the decision involves the comparison of both paradigms with nature and with each other." This sounds like the inference to the best explanation we encountered in previous chapters. In most of his book, however, Kuhn suggested that paradigms compete independently of the evidence from nature. When paradigms enter, as they must, into a debate about paradigm choice, their role is necessarily circular. Each group uses its own paradigm to argue in that paradigm's defense. This became Kuhn's legacy and the source of most of the controversy surrounding his work. If paradigms are essentially circular, Kuhn called them incommensurable, then the choice between them depends not on logic and evidence, but on irrational psychology and power politics. A new paradigm succeeds not because it provides a better description of nature, but because it defeats the old paradigm in a struggle for survival. Kuhn saw a very nearly perfect analogy between scientific revolutions and Darwinian evolution. The resolution of revolutions is the selection by conflict within the scientific community of the fittest way to practice future science. The net result of a sequence of such revolutionary selections, separated by periods of normal research, is the wonderfully adapted set of instruments we call modern scientific knowledge.